There was some disappointing news today, and it had to do with jobs. It's the business news headlines for Friday, the 7th day of January. Thanks, as always, for being with us again today. If your business is guilty of wage theft, well, you may not want to do what a Georgia business did. We've got a story about COVID pills and a catch-22. We've also got a retail loss report that's pretty massive. Where's the beef? In recall mode. We've got some Bed Bath & Beyond news for you, the Wall Street Report, and some major retailers are cutting COVID sick leave. Yeah, you heard that right. And because it's Friday, Jeff Pitts from CityView is in with our hyper-local look at stuff to do in the greater Des Moines metro this weekend into next week. But first, the news.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Focus and Find, a socially responsible way to acquire diverse talent. Focusandfind.com. Taro International for corporate and personal training to achieve, lead, and outclass. TERO.com. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, the original agriculture equipment recyclers and suppliers at NTPDA.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to the Friday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby. Yeah, we are kind of pleased it is Friday, and as Jeff Pitts will say in just a little bit, only a couple more working days until Monday. You want to reach us on Twitter, you can find us at IOB_NewsHour. Yesterday, we reported that economists expected the U.S. to report 422,000 new jobs for December, but that's not what we got. The Labor Department reported 199,000 jobs created, well off the mark. That helped tick stocks lower on Friday. However, the unemployment rate did fall to 3.9%. So, wait a minute, how can that be? Well, there is a separate survey of households that tells us the unemployment rate. While it is less accurate, it did show a much bigger increase in employment. The household survey showed that 651,000 people found jobs in December after a 1.1 million gain in November. Fewer people also said they are unemployed. However, and again, while the household poll is less reliable, sometimes it does pick up changes in employment faster than the survey of businesses. On the bright side, for workers anyway, the wage increase for last year, up by 4.7%. The stock numbers, I'll have those for you in just a bit. You know, there's a right way and a wrong way to make a statement. This story has to do with the wrong way and 91,000 pennies. Business Insider is reporting that when Andreas Flatten didn't receive his final paycheck from a former employer last January, he complained about it. Flatten called the U.S. Department of Labor to lodge an accusation of wage theft. Well, that employer responded by leaving more than 91,000 pennies on his driveway in Fayetteville, Georgia. Now the U.S. government is suing that company, arguing the act constituted illegal retaliation. In a complaint filed with a federal court in Georgia, the Department of Labor accuses A.O.K. Walker Auto Works and its owner, Miles Walker, of more than just pettiness. The lawsuit claims the auto repair shop bilked its workers out of money that they were owed. The lawsuit accuses the company of repeatedly and willfully failing to pay time and a half for overtime, instead relying on a flat rate of pay regardless of whether somebody worked more than 40 hours a week or not. It seems that the 91,000 penny stunt prompted investigators to take a closer look at the company's books. Well, here's an interesting quandary. It's kind of a catch-22. Walmart has a new antiviral COVID pills in stock, but the company has posted a notice saying that the person looking for them can't go into the store to buy them. Best Life is reporting that to get a prescription for the new COVID medication, you must have been diagnosed with, you got it, COVID. And if you have that diagnosis, Walmart says you can't enter their stores. Now, you can still get the pills, but you'll have to use the drive-thru. Shrink rate is when a retailer sees a reduction in its inventory, usually caused by theft or damage. Walgreens is reporting a massive increase in its shrink rate. Business Insider is reporting that Walgreens has lost 50% more income to theft and damaged items in the past 2 years. Roz Brewer, the chief executive of Walgreens, said the company has a shrink rate, or the loss of inventory attributed to theft, fraud, and damage, is about 3.25%. The shrink rate had been a little over 2% just 10 years ago. Brewer said the last 2 years have led to 40 to 50% increase in shrink, due in large part to organized crime. So when you do the numbers, Walgreens reported net income last year of $2 billion. Factoring in a shrink rate of 3.25%, that means the company lost $65 million from its income due to shrink, or, well, actually, theft. About 14 tons of ground beef has been recalled, and the focus is on a handful of western states and the possible contamination of E. coli. NBC News is reporting that interstate meat distributors urged customers in Arizona, California, Nevada, Utah, Washington, Wyoming, and Oregon to steer clear of 28,000 pounds of beef that was produced on December 20 and may be on shelves at Winco, Walmart, Kroger, and Albertsons, or already in kitchens across the West. The Food Safety and Inspection Service is concerned that some products might be in consumers' refrigerators or freezers. Now, the products subject to recall bear establishment number EST-965. That's EST-965 inside the USDA mark of inspection or printed next to the timestamp and use or freeze by date. EST-965. Going back to retail for just a moment, a major traffic driver for Bed Bath & Beyond are their printed flyers. But if you can't get them out, it messes with sales. Market Watch is reporting that supply chain disruptions and labor shortages were so bad during the most recent quarter that the company had trouble getting its printed circulars. Bed Bath & Beyond, like many other retailers, has been pressured by higher costs and challenges getting merchandise onto store shelves. The company warned that after its second quarter earnings that the holidays could be affected by a medley of problems, including internal missteps. Bed Bath & Beyond shares, they've shrunk by 26.3% over the past 12 months, while the benchmark S&P 500 index has gained 23%. The markets got off to a shaky start to kick off the new year. While the major indexes posted weekly losses, the economically sensitive Dow Jones Industrial Average was the relative outperformer, as investors positioned themselves for a year in which the Federal Reserve is expected to raise rates and reduce the size of its balance sheet. In line with the increased focus on rising rates, the tech-heavy NASDAQ Composite was the relative laggard, now more than 7% off the all-time high that it reached in November. On Friday, the Dow was off fractionally and closed at 36,231, while the NASDAQ fell by 144 points to 14,935, and the S&P 500 was off by 19 points, ending the session on Friday at 4677. For the week, the NASDAQ dropped by 4.5%, the S&P lost 1.8%, and the Dow finished the week down by 0.3%. It is a rocky start to the new year, and ahead this week are bank earnings. So, yeah, two words, stay tuned. And finally, there is this. Amazon and Walmart are having paid sick leave for workers with COVID-19 following revised guidelines from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. The major employers will reduce their two-week paid leave periods to only 1 week for workers who catch COVID. Many are eyeing the potential ripple effect on other employers, with some expressing concern that the new CDC guidelines shortening recommended quarantine and isolation periods could lead employees to return to work too soon. Combine that with a rising number of hospitalizations and a shortage of healthcare workers because they too are sick or just plain exhausted, it ain't looking good moving forward. I get it. We're all just a bit stressed, right? But let's turn into something more light, shall we? Jeff Bitts from City View Magazine is with us and our hyper-local look at stuff to do in the greater Des Moines metro this weekend into next week. Let's go.